Employee discount pricing has become a popular promotion for automakers in the U.S., but does the promotion make good business sense? And what does it say about the state of the auto industry? Well, here to provide some additional perspective is Fool Radio economics contributor Charlie Whelan, author of the book Naked Economics, Undressing the Dismal Science. He joins us from the NPR Bureau in Chicago. Charlie, welcome back.
Thank you for having me.
Charlie, this week let's talk cars and car makers. The U.S. auto industry, never a big friend to long-term investors, has had a tough go of it lately. It's been looking for some new incentives to offer customers. The latest is so-called employee discount pricing, where an automaker claims to be giving us the same deal it gives its own employees. Sounds like a great deal, right?
Well, I'd say that this makes it an even unfriendlier industry for long-term investors. I think that in the short run, we've already seen some robust results, that people do respond to lower prices, just as those little graphs in our economics textbooks would suggest. But I think that in the long run, it's more of a sign of desperation and weak product than it is a sign of strength.
You know, I remember reading an old saw that it's not about market share anymore, it's about profit share. And I think a lot of the history of the American automobile industry, it was all about increasing market share, but it turns out if there's not a lot of profit in it, owning a lot of share doesn't make a lot of sense.
I would agree completely. I'd say there's good news and bad news here. The good news is that lower prices do sell more cars, and that's, you're going to see that popping up in the statistics, and indeed you'll see a blip in market share. The bad news is that if you make cars people don't want to buy, you have to lower the price to sell them. And actually, I would say if you look in the footnotes here, there's actually good news, bad news, because there's some popular models for the big three that are not being discounted. And they are the Pontiac GTO, the Corvette, the Mustang, the Ford Escape Hybrid. And what that tells me is if you're making a popular car, then you don't have to go to these lengths to move it off the lot. So I think it tells us a couple things. One is that they've resorted heavily to price, which from a business model, you just don't want to be caught in what's essentially a price war. You've kind of turned your product into a commodity. And in the short run and long run, that's going to hurt your profit margins. And the second is that they're probably cannibalizing from some of their own sales, that there aren't a whole lot of folks out there who pick up the paper and say, hey, it's employee pricing, let's go buy a third car. I think there are probably more folks who say, you know, we were going to buy a third car, a second car, or a replacement car in the fall. Now the prices are really low, let's do it now. And I'd be shocked if we didn't see a dip in sales down the road because of the folks who've merely moved up their purchases and paid less than they might have otherwise.
Hmm. Okay, well, sticking with employee discount pricing but switching industries, Charlie, any chances for, I don't know, employee discount pricing for your book, Naked Economics, Undressing the Dismal Science?
Well, it's curious you ask, because my mother asks me that about every third day. She's always saying, can you get me a discount on the books? And she's always passing them out to her friends, but she's not willing to pay retail. And so, yes, I get it from the publisher for about half price, and 85% of those I get at the discount, I pass along to my mother.
Mm, well put. Charlie Whelan is the author of Naked Economics, Undressing the Dismal Science. He joined us from the NPR Bureau in Chicago. Charlie, thank you again for your economical perspective.
Always a pleasure. Thank you.
Here in my car, I feel safest of all. I